Pakistan's interior minister said that while it is difficult to prevent suicide attacks such as the one that struck Benazir Bhutto's motorcade, more can be done to minimize threats to campaigns posed by what he called extremist forces. Javed Iqbal Chima, the ministry's anti-terrorism chief, said officials have drawn up a code of conduct for campaign activities and plan to discuss it with all political parties.
There will be no ban on public meetings, but the ministry has recommended in the code of conduct that big processions in the streets or on the roads should be avoided.
Officials with former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party have charged that restricting public campaigns has more to do with minimizing their party's ability to turn out massive crowds than to prevent another attack. Chima insisted the government does not want to restrict political activities, but rather minimize the threat of attacks. Meanwhile, the top officer leading the investigation into the attack on Benazir Bhutto withdrew from the case after she said she had no confidence in him. When asked about the withdrawal and Ms. Bhutto's demand for international assistance in the investigation, Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz said he is confident the case will be solved.
Pakistan is a sovereign country. We know what we are doing. We don't need assistance. And at the same time, we have solved, as I said, 100% of all such cases in the past.
Also Wednesday, Pakistan's Election Commission formally announced that Parliament will be dissolved on November 15th and elections will be held no later than 60 days after that. This could be the first time in Pakistan's history that a Parliament will finish its term. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.